Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's up?
Not too much.
It's Sunday.
An early Sunday afternoon show.
It's a early bird special here at the Derek
that's
and Kay
right.
Show.
The old people are out having dinner, but you're listening to the show.
That's right, and that's the way we want it to be.
That's right.
So what's coming up this week on our Derek and Kay show that we've got coming on right
now? Well, you know, the Super Bowl's coming up, so we got a camel that's predicting the wins.
Really?
Yeah, at a zoo.
Okay.
More on that in the weird news.
I'm anxious to hear more of that story. I've got the craziest 911 calls of January.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that. We've got a, I hope I'm not telling the story again with this headline. A Massachusetts woman steals soda for the deposit.
What?
It gets better.
Okay. I've got the best stuff from YouTube right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
So I haven't seen it then.
You haven't seen it.
Okay.
You might have seen the little
thing,
maybe.
Yeah, and we got Chicken McNuggets in the news. We got a couple stories about that. Chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McNuggets? They're kind of gross.
Like Taco Bell or something.
Ugh. And finally.
Yeah.
I've got the best reasons to go to Cinemark Provo Movie Theater.
What?
Somewhere in this country. But I've got the best reasons to go there.
Okay.
All coming up on this week's last January show.
Oh, it's our last show of the month.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Good time.
Press that button.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yay!
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is January 29th, 2012.
29th, 2012, the last year of the world.
We are over 8,000 downloads and growing. I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
Nice.
And I'm the ghost of January's past.
Ooh, scary.
Today's National Corn Chip Day, by the way.
Oh, we had some corn chips at the store.
I'm going to have some corn chips in about a couple of hours.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
Very exciting.
It's going to be good at Taco Bell.
Yes. And welcome to the Derek and Kay Show. We are back. If you want to get in contact with us, you can using these true, tried, and tested methods. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You can email us at the DK Radio, at the DK Radio Show. See? Effing it up already. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com.
Typing it in.
Tweet us at our handle, at dkradioshow. And call us to speak to us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
Somehow I can get it perfect when I'm not reading it, as I'll allow the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you just nailed it the last show.
Yeah.
You weren't even looking, you just sort of like that.
I wasn't even looking.
It's pretty good.
Off the cuff, but for now I have the sheet in front of me, I'm all prepared. Messed it up.
Well, I give you props.
You give me props?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if I could, you know.
I accept your props.
It's good, yeah.
I accept your props greatly. Yes. National Corn Chip Day.
Wow, we should have some chips out or something.
We should have some chips out, but I'm going to be enjoying the chips later at the Border Cafe in Harvard Square.
Oh, Border Cafe.
Yes.
Good time.
That is where I'll be for all of my stalkers out there who want to come and see what I'm doing. Cha-cha-cha!
Kay's hosting a meet and greet, so you can come and meet half of the Derek and Kay. No,
it's a meetup.
Just kidding.
It's a tweet up. I'll tweet it up. It's a Derek and Kay show tweet up, but only half of us will be there.
So it's a chain. You don't know where it could be.
Is it a chain?
Could be anywhere.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
That's right. Out of state, even. Who knows?
I could be going to California in about an hour. You never know.
You never know. There are phone numbers in California.
That's right.
Yeah. We're coast to coast.
We could be there right now. We could be fooling everybody. Mm-hmm. No, actually, we're in Boston.
That's
kind
right.
It's a nice day today. It's a beautiful, like 40 degrees outside.
Yeah,
it's
not
sunny,
too bad. Not
gorgeous.
Freezing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
I just got back from a recording session for my vocal ensemble.
Yeah.
A little bit of a fail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like really? But you got it together, though, right?
We got it a little bit together.
Yeah.
There's question about how the length of what is good that we have because we were a little bit unprepared going in. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
You
got
to
do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. So we'll see how it turns out in the end. Who knows?
Wow.
Anyway, how's your week going? Do you have a good week?
It's been pretty good. It's
I
been
know,
okay.
I just saw you last night.
That's right. We had some gaming last night, and Peach is the winner.
Congratulations.
Big time.
Congratulations.
107. That's right, Zelda, if you're listening, take that.
He's not listening, trust me. I saw him, he was in bed.
Well, there'll be more where that comes from.
Maybe he'll listen to the podcast.
What did I have? That's true, he could listen later. I had an issue with my car. I know you've had some car issues.
A little bit. Which I did not discuss the last show, by the way.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
I thought you did.
I previewed it, but I did not discuss it. So maybe I'll do some of that a little later. But what were your car issues?
Well, we can put them all together. Oh.
Put it all together.
I was going out of the garage. You know, I got to put the window down to get my pass to get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the window wouldn't go back up. And I'm like, damn, I can't go in. It was freezing outside.
Dagger.
Yeah, you're not going to drive around with an open window, and you can't park anywhere with your window open. So, I couldn't get it up. And I had to get it back in the garage. Yeah, it's cold out. Exactly.
So you're driving around, it's freezing.
Well, I didn't end up driving around.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because I was like, I'm not going to go to park my car anywhere, you know?
Oh, that's true. They could just take all the stuff in the inside.
I don't know. Yeah, you're not going to. And it's cold out, yeah.
It's really cold out.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
So I drove it back in the garage, and then later that night, I had to force the window up. Took the whole door apart, got the window up.
You took the whole door apart? How did you do that?
Well, I used to work on that stuff. You know that.
Wow.
And I got the window to go up. But it can go down, but it's not going to go back up again. So I got to fix it for real one of these days.
Wow.
So every time I want to, you know, if I'm going through a drive-thru.
You got to open the door.
Which I never do, yeah. You got to be ghetto and open up the door.
You could go to a drive-thru bank. That's like the only acceptable drive-thru to go to. Or Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, also a good drive-thru to be going to.
Absolutely. I love when I randomly find one of those, and I'm like,
great.
I'll get a coffee.
Yeah.
Great.
And a donut. Why not?
Get out of the car.
Yeah.
Just pull right up.
Drive around.
I love those. And you don't see those around because we're in the city. But you go occasionally out in the suburbs a little bit, or you got to,
just a little off-beaten path. Like I think like Roslindale might have one or something.
Yeah. I forget where the one I went to. Yeah. You're just like, a drive-thru. Great.
Yeah. Drive through.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. I know I mentioned this, and no one really cares probably, but I'm so happy that there's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts opening in South Station, Boston.
Wait, what?
Because that's where there's a, that's where there's a there. Okay, so I take the commuter rail for like 9 minutes into South Station, and they have House of Pain, which I don't like their coffee.
Oh, you mean Omo Pan?
Oh, that's what I mean. That's right. And then they got that cozy place, and that place has square bagels, which they call squiggles, which sucks.
Square bagel?
I don't know. It's a gimmick. Anyways, after 2 years of going through this and
how do you even make a square bagel, first of all?
I don't know. They're not that great. But so a Dunkin' Donuts is opening there. And those bagels aren't great, but the coffee's much better.
Coffee's yummy.
Yeah, the coffee's good. So I'm excited about that.
Yum.
Yeah. Speaking of like places like Starbucks and things like that.
Yes.
Did you hear about Starbucks? They're doing a trial run to sell alcohol and beer and wine
at
certain locations.
I did hear about
this. Is this one of your stories?
No, it's not, but I heard about it. I think it's really bizarre.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. In Atlanta and Southern California locations are going to get the adult treatment.
Why would you go to Starbucks?
I guess they're
going to
try it out.
A beer.
I don't know. Doesn't that seem really weird?
It seems completely weird.
And they're going to try involving some premium foods, such as like flatbread, pizza-like things. And
they're not a restaurant.
I know. They're trying to get beer and wine, and if it goes well, they might spread it out to other locations.
I don't understand that.
Six stores in Southern California and Atlanta.
But they're a Starbucks. I don't get it. Like, if you're a Starbucks...
Perhaps an Irish coffee.
Well, maybe if they had Irish coffee, I could see where they were coming from. But, like...
That would be good.
Go on to Starbucks, get a beer, a glass of wine?
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't get that mess.
And I'm wondering, like, I'll just get it to go.
I don't think you can do that.
Paper cup like this?
Concealed.
Thanks. Great morning.
Speaking of things like that, I also heard that they were going to start delivering... Burger King in the D.C. area. Yes.
That's
they're testing
crazy.
It in the D.C. area.
That's crazy.
So if you don't want to get off your lazy ass to go through the drive-thru at the Burger King to get your Whopper with cheese and like French fries, which sounds good, by the way. Sounds good.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in your state?
My state, which I'll talk about later.
Okay.
Yes, it does sound good. I don't think that I would go so far as to call them up and say, I need a delivery. Because first of all, when you're calling up a fast food place and getting things, are you by yourself? Like, are you ordering $6 worth of food and having them bring it to your house?
How are they going to make any money on that? How's that even, like, and then you get a tip. You're going to tip them.
You're going to tip them? You're going to tip them like a buck?
It's so weird.
How does that work?
They can't, how are they going to pay the driver?
There must be some sort of minimum on it.
There must be.
Like a $10
bucks.
Minimum?
$10
minimum?
Yeah.
Because then what do you get for $10? Because then now they're forcing you to eat more food. Because then, so you're already getting...
There's got to be a minimum, yeah.
Yeah, because the Whopper meal, I think, or whatever, has got to be like $5 or $6, maybe with cheese.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then what do you get for like $4 more dollars? You get like two of those dessert things, those like chocolatey mousse pie things or like a salad.
I don't even know what they have. I've never had any of those things.
Yeah, they have like the mousse thing, and then they have maybe some salad, fresh salad, and
they do the salad.
They do salads. I used to actually eat the salads frequently when I used to have an office job near a Burger King.
Oh, really?
I used to go to the Burger King and get the chicken Caesar salad, and I remember one time I was bitter because I got the chicken Caesar salad, but they did not have the Caesar dressing and neglected to tell me before I got to the end of the line, the checkout line. They just said, oh, we're out of that, and they slid me some, like, ranch.
What?
And I'm like...
That's a dressing that goes with the salad.
Yes.
That's a typical...
The Caesar dressing makes it Caesar salad,
they tried
right?
to pull a sleeve move on you.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want this.
Sure,
and they made
don't.
A big deal when I wanted to, like, get my money back and return it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but anyway, so that's the news from Burger King. Just if speaking of
Burger King news,
speaking
wow.
of
we cover
restaurants trying other things.
We cover your restaurant chain in the news.
We're all over it.
Wow, I wonder if I should talk about since we're on that. I wonder if I should talk about the McNugget thing.
Well, maybe before that, I should talk about my
okay
what we were doing. Well, first of all, I've been. The last couple of weeks, I've been heavily involved in a new startup opera company's first production. The opera company is called Helios Early Opera. It's run by a couple of very lovely musician folks who are brilliant and know exactly what they're doing, Zoe Weiss mm-hmm. and Dylan Sauerwald. And they have this lovely company called Helios Early Opera. And we were doing David and Jonathan, Charpentier, very awesome opera about it's a Bible story from the Old Testament, but it's sort of got some homosexual undertone to the friendship of David and Jonathan. So,
mm-hmm.
But about a week into our production, I suffered the worst bout of food poisoning I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh boy.
And I've had a mild food poisoning before where I had just had the big D.
Mm-hmm.
This
the big
bad.
D.
Yeah. This was bad times. This was 6 hours of
horrible.
both bad actions Monday night in the bathroom. Terrible. I never want to relive that again. Since then, haven't been eating very much. Just been sort of chilling out.
Yeah.
Drinking the tea, eating the
saltines.
That's
good. Taking it slow.
Taking it real slow.
Like juice box and saltines, like you're in school or something.
Half Gatorade, half water.
That's good.
Today I did have coffee, though.
That's exciting.
In the morning.
Yeah. I've been on a real coffee kick. I don't know.
Coffee's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so wash your hands, people. I think I had norovirus.
Ew.
Wash your hands. It's a bad situation. Bad.
Ew.
Bad times. So, I don't want this to happen to anyone else. But it will.
Yeah.
Eventually, I guess.
People,
I can't save the
people.
World from norovirus.
Right.
But then after I mentioned it on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
a Twitter account called Norovirus started following me on Twitter.
That's weird.
What do you think I did?
That's really weird. What'd you do?
I blocked them.
Oh, you did?
How can I be on Twitter with norovirus following my Twitter, reminding me of that fateful
day?
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh yeah, let me think about that some more. No.
Did you check out their tweets? I'd be interested.
I did check out their tweets.
What
they're
they
like
saying?
Active. They're like, people were like, oh, thanks for ruining my life for the last 4 days. And they
that's
were,
funny. You can tag them when,
yeah.
you, when you have some bad times.
Yeah. So it wasn't
that's interesting.
It wasn't my favorite. Like, does at cancer exist? Like, what? Let's have that follow me on Twitter too. Like, who?
It doesn't
who does
exist.
That? Huh? Does
Julie's,
it?
Julie's nodding no.
It shouldn't. Well, at norovirus also shouldn't exist.
That's really
also,
weird.
Like at tuberculosis.
It's not funny.
At Ebola virus.
That's not funny.
At psoriasis. At
yeah,
the common cold. At the flu.
What makes me think I want to start another Twitter? Have fun with that.
Disease Twitter.
Yeah.
At.
STD.
At hyperprolactinemia.
What's
at,
that?
It's what I have. At
yeah.
diabetes. At diabetes would
diabetes.
Be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At broken bone.
Huh. Yeah.
At stabbed in the foot. You can just
That's
do
horrible.
Anything.
Diarrhea.
You know? At diarrhea.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
At constipation.
Ooh. Something to do while you're sitting. Check out the tweets.
At yeast infection.
Oh no. That's,
that one could be at candida.
Gross.
At,
gross.
So if you a Twitter account of at whatever disease is following you, I suggest that you block them.
Yeah, sure. Why do you want them to? I don't know. It's just weird. And then people see who's following you. Don't people see that?
Yeah, of course.
So that's kind of weird, right? Because like, they would see, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have that connection?
Like at norovirus, I got
like
this
you're
email.
Sick all the time, or
yeah.
something. You want that?
I got the email. At norovirus is now following you. Mm. Oh, fantastic!
Great.
Because
maybe they'll
I
follow
remember...
our show.
I don't want them anywhere near our show. I don't want them anywhere near Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah.
Or anywhere near Earth. I want all of the norovirus to die.
It's pretty bad stuff.
It was bad times. I don't want to, like, remember that for prosperity.
Mm.
I want it to go away. I want at healthy to follow me.
That would be good. Then you know you're doing well.
At feel good.
Yeah. .com.
.com.
I don't know.
Well, shall we take a quick break and then get to the weird news, maybe?
We could do that. That sounds good.
Let's do that.
And I have a couple videos, too, coming up.
Sweet.
That
so I'll get
good.
My YouTube.com song ready.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some weird news right
Stay
after
tuned.
That.
Stay tuned.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Oh, yeah. Come shop with us at the flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, hey. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. We got it. It's just like a mini mall.
It's so hard to have a game time on your own.
It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating.
So hard to have a great time on your own.
It could be that smooth toffee ice cream in the center.
So hard to have a great time on your own.
be that whole delicious Golden Gay Time taste. Streets Golden Gay Time. More like a party than an ice cream.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, it is The Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Damn, where's the Courvoisier? What's this food?
I know, right? Let's get that going. I'm with you on that one.
let's get
so smooth.
Sexy
smooth, yeah.
Break out the red wine.
After coming back from Montgomery Flea Market.
It's like a mini mall.
That place is great. Good living room.
No, this song makes me feel, makes me like... Like, I'm in one of those old R&B videos from the 80s that used to be on BET all the time.
Yeah.
And he's singing, and then he gets to the vignette of, like, the half-naked lady. She's on the bed, like...
Oh, just sitting there.
And she's touching herself. And right. She's doing this.
Got that silky thing on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're together, and you see them kissing, and then they're, like, feeding each other cherries, chocolate-covered cherries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth. Quiet storm. Oh, it's good on the front here, I think. 49 degrees in Boston.
Nice.
Quiet storm.
Nothing but smooth.
Nothing but smooth all night long.
Bringing it to you.
Bringing it to you soft all night. All right, should we do the weird news?
There's we did do that.
There's so much weird news in the world today.
I didn't know if you were going to say stuff like people can do stuff.
What?
Like people can contact us, but...
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
no?
do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
You know.
If you want to email us...
Nice.
You can email us at Derek... Oh, damn it. You can email...
Don't say that.
If you'd like to email us, baby, at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
I cannot get
it right for the life of me.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradioshow all night long, baby. And you can follow our very sexy blog at derekandk.blogspot.com.
Oh, let's go there.
Tweet us sexy, oh, smooth tweet at DK Radio Show on Twitter. And you can call us and greet us with your sexy voice at 661-467-2416. Baby, talk to us sexy all night long. Oh, yeah. Quiet storm. Bringing it to you soft and smooth all night long. And now for the weird news.
Oh, what's going on here?
Yay!
Oh, wow. I didn't know what's happening. Okay. This will be the strangest transition ever.
Take your hand off your pants and do the weird news.
How about this transition? Oh, my goodness.
Segway.
All right. From New Jersey. Yeah. Big time segue. The Super Bowl is coming up next week, right? Is that right?
It is.
Are we doing a show? We don't know.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, maybe. So there's a camel there named Princess who's been doing this. Of course, her name is Princess. She's been doing Super Bowl picks and football picks. She's 14-6 of predicting regular game seasons.
Wait.
She's really good.
How does she select the winning team?
Well, the guy has a cracker in each hand, and it's each team is written, I think, on each hand, and whatever cracker she chooses to go is her pick. She's doing really well.
And what's her success right now? She's 14-16?
She's 14-6 in regular game season, yeah. And that's what's happening in New Jersey. Princess.
Who names the camel Princess, by the way?
I'd like to see her camel toe.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Oh,
we're not
no.
football people, are we? So it's just interesting that it's a camel, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
You suppose.
I want to play some football music right now, but I just can't.
You can't.
I can't.
But you want to.
I want to. So bad, I can't.
That's okay.
Damn it. The teams are the Giants and the Patriots again.
That's right. Is that again? When was that last time?
The last time was when the Patriots had the undefeated season, and then the Giants came in and won the Super Bowl.
That was the Super. Oh, that going in. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I remember that. That was bad.
This is an epic rematch-up. Epic.
It's going to be intense.
It's going to be pretty intense.
I think it's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a good game,
unless the Patriots, you know, we don't talk sports. This isn't a sports show.
Not a sports show.
But unless they really put the heat on and they just, like, the Patriots, I could see the Patriots pounding the New York football Giants.
The football Giants?
Yeah.
I could see that happening, too.
And then it won't be so much of a good game, but it could be a really good game. I don't know.
I mean,
that's all I have to say.
I think it'll be a good game. That's my expertise.
What time is the Super Bowl on? We'll have to figure that
out. Don't know.
We'll have to figure that out.
Don't know. Not on my radar screen.
Me neither.
What's next? Princess.
Next story. That is cute, though. Princess, right?
Princess the camel.
They're back. They're back. Massachusetts.
Yay, local.
We got a Massachusetts woman who stole soda just for the deposit. Go figure. She bought $64 worth of soda using a stolen welfare benefits card and then immediately head to the recycle center of the supermarket to deposit each can for a nickel.
I think I should take advantage of this.
How does that work?
So if you give back a can, you get a nickel or a dime or whatever?
You get a nickel.
Don't you have to have a lot of cans to... add up to anything?
Oh, it has to add up. Well, she destroyed the machines because there are full cans of soda.
So she's an idiot. She should have poured them out.
For $250 bail. This happened in Lynn, the city of Sin. And that's what's happening in Massachusetts.
What an idiot.
She's 36 years old. That's a pretty depressing story.
It's really
stolen
retarded.
Welfare card. Buy soda.
Purchase the soda and then try to return the cans?
She did it right away. Yeah, she purchased the soda and then she went to the, you know, the redemption center.
That doesn't make any sense. Why don't you just steal food?
Yeah, why don't you take something you could use?
Like food.
And you're only going to get 5 cents a can. What does that come out to? Let me do the math here.
How many cans did she take?
If you figure out whatever, I don't know what.
Like 20?
They don't say how much soda, but it was $64 worth. You do the math here. A calculator.
$64. Well, I mean, I don't know how much each can is worth.
Well, let's say it's a dollar.
A dollar a can?
No, it's not going to be that much. 50 cents.
Math's hard.
Yeah, it is tough, huh?
Call us.
Call,
I'm not doing it.
Tell us what it is.
I refuse.
You want to do the math?
I
was just going to do it up here. $64 divided by,
I'm retarded,
what, 0.5 is going to be... 128.
Wait, is it 0.5 or 0.05?
No, that's...
No, because 0.5 is 50 cents.
Oh, that's how many cans, right?
Oh.
So that's 128 cans.
Okay.
Times 0.05?
Yeah.
Comes out to... Let's see here. Do carry the one.
We're doing math on air.
$6.04.
Not even worth it.
Winner! It's really... That's... Seriously.
Well, if you're going to steal stuff anyway, you're probably not at the top of the food chain in the first place.
Yeah, you're not the brightest bulb.
I mean, there's stuff I'd like to steal, but I just don't do it because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd like to have some jewelry and maybe some electronic devices that I can't afford.
Right.
But I'm not going to go and try to take those things. I'm going to save up.
Yeah.
And gosh darn it if I don't want some dresses, too. But I can't steal those. I'll get caught, and then I'll never be able to shop in an Anthropology again.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I don't have that sound drop, I wish.
Oh, you don't have the Anthropology. Yeah. Woo!
It's somewhere.
I still have not seen that video.
Oh, I should show that to you if I can ever find it.
Video.
Yeah, that could be fun.
So funny.
All right, speaking of not smart. In New York, they messed up a school crossing sign. You know the white letters on the street?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's supposed to spell school.
S-C-H-O-O-L.
This is spelled S-H-C-O-O-L. Xing. School crossing.
School crossing.
Yeah, pretty great.
School crossing.
I guess they did some work on the road, and then they had to repair it, and then they're responsible for putting the lettering back. Well, they messed it up.
People do not know how to spell.
School crossing.
School crossing. But we were discussing spelling last night, and spelling
is
hard.
Oh, it's tough. You have English language. It's tough.
Spelling is really hard. But especially on words that are not commonly used.
And that's like what's happening in New York.
Sacrilegious.
Right. We were talking about this last night. Yeah, can't spell any of these words.
We discussed, I cannot spell restaurant. I cannot.
I probably can't either.
I can't spell guarantee.
There's a guarantee I can't spell that.
Guarantee I can't spell guarantee.
Yeah.
And I have problems spelling successful.
Successful?
Yes.
Can't spell that either.
I used to have trouble spelling tomorrow, but I can spell it now.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to think about it, but I do know how to spell it.
I'm
not going to do it
right
now. Noodled
that one out.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other ones that are difficult as well. But tomorrow's a hard one because there's like double R.
There's a lot of R's and O's and I don't know. Yeah. It gets really mixed up.
Guarantee. Can't do it.
It's a guarantee.
I always get autocorrected when spelling guarantee. And I can't type. I can spell, but I cannot type into my phone rehearsal. But my phone knows what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'll type some gibberly gook that's close to it, and it'll be like, and it'll autocorrect it. I'm like, sweet.
It's such cheating. I don't know. But thank goodness for autocorrect and spelling. Well, autocorrect usually messes things up, but
it does usually mess things up.
The spell check. I mean, I would.
Where would we
be
without
a mess.
Spell check?
Yeah, everything.
We'd be looking at the dictionary all the time.
Yeah. How much time we've spent. I saved. Saved with spell check, not having to go to the dictionary.
So much time.
Yeah.
So much time. Remember, like, getting out the big-ass dictionary?
Oh, yeah. I used to have one of those in high school. Freaking big book. Like, 6 inches. Huh? Oh. I don't know what she was doing. what's it? Okay.
She's making signs over there?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just move on to the next story. I don't think we're going to get anywhere from there.
Okay.
So we're going to move on. This happened. This is Utah. The Utah school passes on their mascot as a cougar.
What?
They're gonna have a cougar as a mascot.
Like from Cougar Town and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, for obvious reasons, they decided not to
do a cougar.
Not to stick with a cougar. They instead changed.
Poor cougar.
Yeah, I know, right? They instead changed their name to the Chargers as a mascot. It was a vote to change it to the Chargers. But you know what I found was interesting? I looked up Charger on Urban Dictionary.
Uh-huh.
And you know what that is?
What?
I mean, not everybody goes by these things. But a Charger is someone...
Kind of regional, right?
Someone that gets that special favor in the morning.
Which special
BJ.
Favor? A Charger?
Yeah.
It's someone
first
who...
thing in the morning. And that's what's happening in Utah!
Someone who... Oh, wait. Is the name... Okay. Is the name Charger for the act or for the person that gives...
I think it's the act. I don't remember. I looked it up.
You can get a Charger.
I think that's what they would say, yeah.
Hmm.
We could look it up, too.
Interesting.
Want to look that up?
Maybe I'll look it up. I got, like, 3 different browsers open.
Okay.
Because, for some reason, Firefox refuses to update. Need technical assistance here on the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, we get too much going on for just the two of us. Our assistant producer Leo is not really on the job. Where is he?
You know, I had a friend who told me
he
put a word into the Urban Dictionary, actually.
Oh, really? Just like made something up?
Yeah, he made up rainbow wheeling.
Well, what is that?
It means you're just spinning around doing nothing.
Oh, the yeah. The
yeah.
Man, of course. What, you just doing rainbow wheeling over there?
Yeah, what are you like?
That's
like,
good.
Like, oh, I'm not getting anywhere in my job. I'm just rainbow wheeling. So you
just staring off into space.
Let's see, Charger.
What does it say? I think you got to go a little bit down.
Charger. Production name for a car. Small cylindrical object. Maybe filled with money or drugs and inserted into the anus to conceal the whereabouts of a person.
Whoa! No!
Okay. Early morning blowjob to start your day.
There you go. Is it the act or is it the...
Well, in context, it says, I woke up with a case of the Mondays, so I asked my wife for a quick charger to light my mood.
Ah, I see. Sure. Sure thing. That's nice.
Man.
Hey now.
Charger.
Little charger.
You can also hide drugs in it and put it in your ass.
I thought that was rat holing. Maybe I'm just not...
It's also a charger. Just... I'm reading here.
I think more people use the term rat hole, but that's, you know,
I've
maybe,
never heard that before.
Yeah, would you rat hole this for me? I got to go to the...
Ew!
You know. No? Okay. All right, moving right along. Chicken McNuggets! Yeesh. California woman offers sex for Chicken McNuggets.
Say what?
That's pretty bad. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Well, you know, Chicken McNuggets. She was a 31-year-old. Recently arrested on suspicion of prostitution outside of Burbank, California McDonald's. She's been accused of offering sex for Chicken McNuggets.
Okay. So she wanted Chicken McNuggets so bad. Sorry, I was
She's homeless
like,
and hungry.
Paying attention. She was homeless.
She's homeless and hungry.
Okay.
It's tough.
I wonder why the selection of chicken McNuggets, though, as opposed to, like, maybe a quarter pounder with cheese.
I know. You want something a little more filling.
I'm actually hungry right now.
You keep bringing it up. And that's what's happening in California.
Like, I'm totally hungry. I'm going to eat at Border. Like, eat.
That's going to be awesome. You're going to chow.
Yeah.
It's just going to be chow fest.
So she's homeless, and she's outside of the McDonald's, and she wants... But she just offers...
She's doing this at the drive-thru.
Does she offer full-on sex? Or, like, maybe, like, a sexual act.
You know, it does not say, yeah.
Because I think sex is worth more than a Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well.
Like, it might be worth,
not that
like,
I know.
Like, a dinner at, like, Aquitaine.
Yeah, just get yourself a nice meal. That's why you get like, a little side of Chicken McNuggets. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Those I think hands, that I regularly trade sex acts for meals.
For food?
Sure.
For something we don't know about?
No, nice dinner out. I'm giving it up. Nice romantic dinner. Wine.
Yeah.
Duck. Potatoes.
No matter who's going
dessert.
Out to dinner.
Sure, anybody.
I thought tonight
no,
was a girl's
just
night.
No, my husband.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I figure that's a fair exchange.
All right.
Nice fancy dinner.
Yeah.
You get the cooch. That's fair, right?
Sure. Like, I think that's nice. You make a nice night of it. You want the whole package, so to speak.
I guess I'm worth about $75.
Well, that's a pretty good dinner.
No, it's free. It's free for the spouse.
Oh, free for the spouse.
Yes.
Someone else is going to have to do it.
Everybody else has to pay money.
Wow.
Cash money. I don't deal with checks, credit cards, money orders, straight up cash, homie.
Just nice dinners.
Yes. And nice dinners. There's a cash and nice dinner thing now with strangers, everybody else. But the husband gets it for free.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, I didn't mean to play that.
That's totally random.
These buttons are really close together. I meant to press the hey now. That's a problem. These buttons are really close. Okay. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Mom is in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make our minds up, the service will be made. It's Sunday.
Oh, I meant to play Coach.
Head to church on Sunday. Alright, sorry. Sorry, I gotta sort out something here. It is Sunday, you know.
It is Sunday.
Worshiping. Yeah. All right. Sorry. I mute myself.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, one more story.
All right.
Also related to Chicken McNuggets. Wow, I don't know where this is. Is this in the UK?
It's back on. Sorry.
17-year-old Stacy. Only eats Chicken McNuggets for 15 years.
I read this last night.
And she just recently collapsed.
Shocker.
She's ate primarily Chicken McNuggets for 15 years. No fruits or vegetables. This is like the opposite of me, kind of. Well, I don't eat that healthy of a vegetarian diet, but I've never had meat. She was taken to the hospitals where the doctors found that her swollen blood vessels in her tongue? Oh, in her tongue are symptoms of, I don't know what that is, anemia. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she's got, she's had neither fruit or vegetables, and maybe except for ketchup in 15 years.
Ketchup hardly counts as anything.
It's just crazy, but this is what's happening in the UK.
Yeah, I was reading this last night, and she sometimes gets, like,
anemia, yeah.
Doesn't she sometimes get...
That's a tough word to spell, by the way.
Anemia?
I didn't see it on the print here.
I know how to spell that one.
All right.
But she sometimes eats, like, potato chips, too. Like some...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I saw that she eats sometimes crisps.
Oh,
with,
my gosh.
Or she'll share... Oh, no. She'll share, like, the big chicken McNuggets with her boyfriend or whatever, and they'll eat the fries, and, like, that's there, like every day.
Ew, that's so gross.
And
every
day. And I think in the morning she might eat something else, like something, gross. But it's not, like, it's, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Processed. And she said that she's eaten that every day of her life since she was 2.
Yeah, 15 years. Did
and
you see the picture
mother,
of her?
Yeah, I saw the picture of her. And her mother was like, oh, we've tried to, like, or I can see the British accent, we've tried to help her. But, if she's been eating chicken nuggets since she was 2,
yeah.
She didn't roll her ass up to the McDonald's
right.
at
not
age
her,
of 2.
It's not her decision.
So
yeah, there must have been some upbringing there.
The onus is definitely on the mom. I did see a picture of her.
Yeah, with all of her Happy Meal toys.
Yes,
it's really kind of crazy.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
She didn't look as bad as I thought she might.
No, she
not
doesn't
great.
Look. She doesn't look bad, but she doesn't look great.
She's not a big old fatty.
She does not look great.
Yeah, does not look great. Anyways, that is the weird news.
Great. Should we take another break? And I've got some stuff when we get back.
That sounds great. Stuff. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, some YouTube stuff and whatever.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Can't we all just get along
at the Red House Furniture?
We can.
At the Red House.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House and I'm black.
At the Red
House. I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm black and I love the Red House.
I'm white and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman and I love the Red House.
I am white and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren Kincaid Show.
The future is now. The Darren Kincaid Show.
Hey, this is Derek and Kaysha. We are back.
I don't even know what to say about that last commercial.
Red House Furniture? Where black people and white people buy furniture.
I can't believe that was a real commercial. Huh. I'm shocked by that. Anyway, If you want to get in contact with us, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I have like some sort of retarded reflex when it comes to that email address.
It's fun to sit back and watch.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you love it? I think maybe I should not read from this page.
I'm like, say at.
Don't taunt me. Don't taunt. Do not taunt the plug reader. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/DK Radio and click the like button. Tell all your friends to do the same thing. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Having a moment over there. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Also follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show.
Oh my goodness. I got used to these buttons.
So that was a real commercial?
Yeah. I think they're in North Carolina, Red House Furniture.
The music was killing me, man.
It was pretty bad.
It's like somebody's like keyboard from like 7th grade.
But the singing was really good, though.
Oh, the singing was fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got some things from YouTube. So let's get the YouTube.com song going.
Fantastic.
YouTube.com. You'll find the whole world for what you're looking for. YouTube.com. It's a blessing for mankind, that's for sure.
So I want to sort of blend two things I've got into one about the crazy 911 calls and YouTube incidents. So these two I don't have audio for, but they're just too funny. I got to talk about them.
Okay.
So one is a man calls 911 just because he wants to fight the police.
Oh, really?
So police
just looking for a good fight.
Yeah. So police in Willowbrook, Illinois, were surprised last week when they received a 4 a.m. emergency call from a man who wanted to see if a police officer wanted to fight with him. 38-year-old John Pasella wasn't kidding around either. As soon as police showed up at his door, he began pushing and shoving officers. He was promptly arrested.
Yeah.
He's actually a registered sex offender.
Oh, shocking.
And this is his very amusing photo.
Oh, winner.
Winner.
Nice.
So he looks kind of crazy.
He does look kind of crazy.
He's like all messed up. And then there was another 911 call that happened earlier this month. A 15-year-old girl called 911 because her mother was having sex.
Oh, I think I heard of this.
A 15-year-old girl called the police in the middle of the night and asked to be put in a Christian children's shelter after she heard her mother and boyfriend having sex.
That's right.
The teenager dialed 911 at 4 a.m. last Thursday after confronting her 35-year-old mother. Police told the girl that she felt, told police that she felt disrespected.
Wow. What, she wanted in on the action?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
the
weird.
Officer went to the house in Panama City, Florida. Florida, by the way.
Oh, Florida, dang.
Where the girl asked to be removed from her home.
Yeah.
So the 35-year-old mother added that her bedrooms are right next to each other and she didn't mean to wake her daughter up.
Wow. Was she like knocking stuff off the shelf?
Oh, I have no idea what the hell was going on, but that's just craziness. And here's a 911 call where actually I do have audio for it. This is, again, Florida. Shocker.
Oh, nice.
This is Ocala County. Is that right? Ocala County? I don't know. A woman is still in, she was in jail for a couple of days for calling 911 six times for no apparent reason.
Six times?
Six times.
Jeez.
And she yelled at the 911, every time that she would get a 911 officer, she would just yell at them. She'd yell, "None of your business, just send me a sergeant. It's none of your business. Why the hell are you so stupid?"
Just send anyone. Just to send someone.
This is Joan Mayo. She's like in her 60s or 70s or something. Her neighbor said that she just wanted cigarettes or something. But this is the audio. It's a very short piece of audio, but it's just really funny. Here it is.
What's going on there, ma'am? None of your business. Just send me a sergeant. It's none of your business. Why the hell are you so stupid?
Oh, boy.
So that's Joan Mayo.
Wow,
she's
that's
really
some
special.
Scary stuff. There's no picture on her.
There is a picture, but
I did not print one out. I bet she looks pretty good, huh?
Rough.
Yeah, I bet. Listen to that voice.
She looks really rough. She's a crazy chick. Anyway, police were also talking to these Turkish tourists who were trying to get their prostituting friends arrested because they stole some things, they incriminated themselves in talking with the police and got it on video. Here it is.
Oh boy.
Yesterday night I stole our camera.
Where are you guys staying?
Yeah, from Turkey.
No, no, where are you staying?
Butis Hotel.
You know that she's a prostitute.
No, we don't know. We didn't know. They wanted to give them money.
Okay. Did you give them money?
Yes.
For sex.
For what?
For sex.
Did you give them money?
For sex.
For what? For sex.
Wow.
So those guys are donks. And we do know that it's the Super Bowl coming up and that the Packers lost to the Giants when they played their like game last week,
yeah.
I think. And one fan was very upset.
Oh, no. Is this a little girl?
The big girl.
What? What?
She said she painted her nails and she told her to put the sparkles on and they lost. Here's more.
Jeez. The Packers are supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Casey.
And they didn't because they told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's why they lost?
Don't cry.
No, it's your fault. You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles and you told me to do it. Pretty. I don't care about pretty. I want to attack you with the Super Bowl, Megan.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Megan.
And I wore my Clay Matthews jersey. And I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. You said no. Wear Clay Matthews.
Wow. Wow.
So you can see the full video up at our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com.
I have to see that. That's
it's
great.
It's hilarious. And it's shot in portrait also, which I find very disturbing.
That is weird. They must have been holding the phone the wrong
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I hate that. I'm like, yeah. Put it
even
in landscape.
Even they tell you, like, some of the
put in landscape.
Some of the phones are like, tell you, like, there's a little arrow. Like,
yeah, like,
it.
You're like, you should turn
yeah.
your phone
yeah.
this way. And yes, I've shot some footage
oh, yeah.
in portrait before, but not like my friend drunk in the car next to me talking about how the Packers lost.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
I got to see that video.
And there was also, there's one more little small thing. Did you ever hear about Mike Blunt or whatever his name is? He's a guy who was 11 years old in 1999 and he put this like homepage up and it was just like the background and like a picture of him. And he said, hello, my future girl. It's just audio of like him talking about to his future girlfriend and like PM me.
No, I have no idea.
I didn't hear about it either until today. Here's the audio from 1999.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like. I am 11 years old in the 6th grade in New Mexico. Please PM me if I'm on Yahoo chat. Bye.
Whoa.
Thanks for stopping by.
So there was a website that had like his picture and like stuff in the background, and that was all that was playing.
That's kind of creepy, actually. Weird.
And it turned out to be like a huge meme. Hello, my future girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's actually gay now.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Totally homosexual.
That's an interesting thing.
I've got a couple more things. Hopefully that, because we're running a little low on time.
Yeah.
So I've got the world's best babysitter ad.
Okay.
And this is up on our blog, derrickandk.blogspot.com.
Okay. Oh, it probably is?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
And here's the picture of the woman I'm going to show you, because the picture's up at the website.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's a winner.
Wow.
So her qualifications are...
I wouldn't leave that person with even an adult.
This is somebody who's going to watch your children, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Friendly, responsible, and well-presented babysitter. Can I have a ding every time?
Okay,
I'll
sure.
have a ding. 43 years old, new to the area, looking for work. Great with kids. 12 years experience babysitting the children of other inmates. I am available.
Other inmates? Wait, I didn't catch that part.
I'll read it again.
Okay.
12 years experience babysitting the children of other inmates.
Oh, of other inmates. I got it. Yeah, yeah. That's not cool.
I am available outside of the regular pub hours.
Huh.
I have basic
literacy. She's busy. I got it. Okay.
I have basic literacy skills.
Basic.
This is my favorite one. Personal hygiene upon request.
What? Not an option.
I have basic first aid with reliable access to pharmaceuticals.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
I can put any child to sleep.
Oh, that's not good.
Call Doreen. So that's up at our blog.
Wow.
You can get a good visual of what really this woman scary. Looks like. If you want to call her, call her. She wants your
Give
kids.
Her a call. She looks like her head's the size of a watermelon.
She looks like she's been through the ringer.
Pretty crazy.
So these were, and lastly, these were some user reviews for a movie theater in some part of the country. I don't even know
right.
where
You're
it was.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic. So the first review at the bottom says, "Great movie theater. Went to the washroom in spite of the fact that my wife had left our portable hand dryer at home. Imagine my, and then it da 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 da.
Portable hand dryer?
Yeah. And then the next one, I don't know. And then the next one says, "Great movie theater. I took my wife and kids last night, but accidentally left the kids in the hand dryers. I called my wife this morning and said, honey, yes. I called my wife this morning and said, honey, I shrunk the kids last night and they're still in the theater, but she'd already called and talked to the theater and sorted it out. The management even drove the kids to school. The service was awesome."
What?
And then the next one says, "I don't think enough is being said about these hand dryers. I went and I was excited about this management, so I heard so much about, but the manager was nowhere around. They actually went through the manager box and found me a manager. I had left there 3 weeks before. Great theater." Because I think the first review was like, I like my wife left something in
yeah.
the
oh,
and
so
they
people keep
yeah
come,
so people keep going like they're keeping
up on
going
that.
Yeah. And the next one, "Great movie theater. My wife accidentally left a small bear in the theater. We didn't expect this until we got home, so we called the next day, and to our surprise, they knew about the bear. The management was so great, they actually kept the bear in the theater that was showing Twilight. They said the bear had actually helped control the infestation of people who actually went to see that movie. Then we returned, and the bear was well-fed, and the world had less Twilight fans. Oh, and I cannot believe the hand dryers. They actually make the theater experience all its own."
Wow.
And then the next one above it says, "I'll never forget my trip to the theater. I knew the management before it was cool. In fact, just recently, I attended and accidentally forgot my wife. We both realized this the next day. I went back and the management personally searched the theater for her. She had been to the ladies' room using the hand dryers. Great management and hand dryers."
Wow, they love the hand dryers.
The next one, "Great movie theater. I went to watch a show but got caught up in the new hand dryers, ended up taking a nap next to them. When I woke up, I found an artificial leg, a teddy bear, no Twilight fans, a glass of milk, the manager were standing above me, a box of kittens, 24 muffins, and a golden retriever. Best experience ever."
Wow.
And the last one was said, "The first thing I have to say is that the hand dryers are amazing. I think that goes without saying. But there are so many other great things about this theater. One of my favorite things is that they give out free kazoos, children, and 3D glasses to the first 10 people at each movie showing. Oh, and I'll never forget the first time I went and they left us all dinner mints and fish sticks in our chairs to enjoy during the movie.
Ew.
The fish sticks got kind of cold after a while, but I just heated them back up with a hand dryer. Great theater."
Wow. Well, that's interesting. That is funny.
And the last thing I want to talk about is police charged a $6 sex act leads to prostitution charge. So a woman got charged for a prostitution after being she's in the car of some guy doing something to him, and he handed her a $2 bill, three $1 bills, and an assortment of change. So let me ask, what sex act is $6?
Wow, it's cheap. That's more expensive than chicken nuggets.
You know what? It comes full circle.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's more expensive than chicken nuggets.
No.
No.
I don't know how much that stuff
I think
costs.
They're kind of expensive.
Really? I thought they were pretty cheap.
No, they're expensive. McDonald's is expensive. I know that I haven't gone in a while. Like I go like maybe once a year on like a road trip and stuff, but it's freaking expensive. Like you go there and like you get your meal. By the time you get your meal, it's like $7. So
I didn't know.
We're gonna.
I did not know.
We're gonna begin with McDonald's and end with McDonald's.
That's pretty great.
So we may or may not be doing a show next week. Just keep
we'll
in touch
talk
with
about
us.
We'll get it regular eventually. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get it regular eventually.
Do
it's been kind
tuned.
Of rough these last couple with the operas and all the operas. Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hit us up on Twitter and email and all that stuff whenever I get the announcements right. Strong finish.
We'll catch you next time.
All right, thanks for listening.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.